I'd like to start a new series today on Hilchos Tzitzis. The pasuk says in Parashas Tzitzis, "Va'asu lahem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeihem, v'nasnu al tzitzis hakonah v'sil t'cheilas." So Chazal learned from the two parts of the pasuk that there are two inyanim in the mitzvah tzitzis. There are two segments to the mitzvah tzitzis. There's lavan and tcheilas, two types of strings that we put on the begad. You have a four-cornered beggar, there's a chiyuv to put tzitzis on. What kind of tzitzis? So Chazal understood from the pasuk that there's a chiyuv of lavan and a chiyuv of tchelas. Are these two different mitzvahs, or are they one mitzvah? So machlokes rishonim, the Ramban says that of course they're two different mitzvahs, because the Mishnah in Menachos in the beginning of the fourth parak says that tchelas is not ma'akev as lavan, and lavan is not ma'akev tchelas. And the Ramban, Sefer HaMitzvahs in the Sharoshim, in his introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam explains exactly what he counts among the 613. And one of the kolalim is that if mitzvahs are not ma'akev zu azu, then they have to be independent. You can't call them one mitzvah because they're not ma'akev each other. You don't need them both. But the Rambam says that if chalokim of mitzvahs are ma'akev zu azu, then that shows that it's really one unit, just different parts of the mitzvah. L'mashal, the Rambam counts tefillin shayad and tefillin sharosh as two different mitzvahs. Because he says that they're not ma'akev each other. Chalila, a person's arm is cut off, he can't put on tefillin shel yad, he still puts on tefillin shel rosh. They're not ma'akev each other. If you only have one tefillin, you put on that tefillin. Even if you don't have both of them, you can put on whatever you have. They're not ma'akev each other, so the Rambam counts as two mitzvahs. As opposed to l'moshel, the mitzvah of dalet minim, the Rambam counts as one mitzvah. Because even though there are dalet minim, but they're ma'akev zu azu. If you only have... If you don't have an esrog, you can't take the other two. If you don't have a lulav, you can't take the other three. You have to have all four in order to take anything. Ma'akev zu azu. So that one counts as one mitzvah. So Zok the Ramban, based on the Rambam's yesod, which should emerge, is that Cheles and Lavon are two separate mitzvahs because they're not ma'akev each other. Comes the Rambam, and he himself writes that Cheles and Lavon are one mitzvah. He counts them as one mitzvah. So it's a pella. The Rambam is so himself. How can the Rambam count Chelis and Lavan as one mitzvah if they're not ma'akev each other? It's beferish in the Mishnah that Chelis and Lavan are not ma'akev each other. So how can you count them as one mitzvah? So this is the kasha of the Ramban. The Ramban in the Sharoshim, in Shorosh Yud Aleph, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Ramban is very troubled with the Rambam. So the Rav wanted to suggest, based on a comment that the Netziv has, that maybe we have to add a wrinkle to the Ramban. Yes, it is true. The statement of the Rambam that whenever mitzvahs are ma'akev zu azu, we have to look at the two parts as being one mitzvah, that's absolutely true. The Rambam absolutely agrees with that. But the Rambam will sometimes say that even when parts of the mitzvah are not ma'akev each other, we still can look at the mitzvah as one, we still can look at the parts as one mitzvah. What's it dependent on? So sometimes when parts of the mitzvah are not ma'akev each other, they're really independent mitzvahs. One is not a kiyum in the other. They're really totally separate units. That's true in the case of tefillin. Tefillin shel yad is one mitzvah, and tefillin shel rosh is a different mitzvah. They're not related to each other. But when it comes to tzitzis, zok the Rav, the lavan and the tchelis are not completely independent of each other. The Rambam understands that there's a kiyum of the mitzvah of tzitzis b'shleimuso, and there's a kiyum shelo b'shleimuso. There's the lechatchila, the mitzvah in amuvcha, the mitzvah b'shleimus of tzitzis, that's lavan with tcheles. And then there's tzitzis shelo b'shleimus, that's lavan without tcheles. It's not that lavan and tcheles are totally independent of each other. Yes, they're not ma'akev each other. That's true. But all that means is that you can fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis without tcheles. But if you have the tcheles, that's not just two mitzvahs. No, the tcheles is a kiyum in the tzitzis. The tcheles makes the tzitzis a mitzvah b'shleimuso. They're not independent of each other, Zokter Rav. The Rambam is saying that sometimes where mitzvahs are not ma'akev each other, where aspects of mitzvahs are not ma'akev each other, that doesn't indicate that these are two independent mitzvahs. Not always. Sometimes what it simply tells me is that you can be yotzeh the mitzvah without both elements. But if you have both, then you have a mitzvah b'shleimuso. There are different levels to the mitzvah. There's a lower level, and then there's a higher level, that's the mitzvah b'shleimus. What's an afkemina whether we say that the tcheles is an independent mitzvah, it's different than the lavan, or it's the mitzvah b'shleimuso, now you have tzitzis b'shleimuso when you have lavan together with tcheles, what's an afkemina? Rabbi Shachter wanted to suggest, maybe the afkemina is legabe baltigra. Valtigra. We know that if we change a mitzvah, if we do a mitzvah begira'on, so then we violate a law. The Beis Halevi in a tshuva in Chelak Aleph Simin Mem Beis points out from the Turei Evan that the only time that Baltigra is violated is if you change the mitzvah begira'on. If you put in only three parashios in the tefillin, you put in only three chutim in the tzitzis, the three which turn into six, but you don't have four that turn into eight. Now you're missing one of the chutim. Missing one of the chutim, it's Baltigra. But let's say a person is just mevatel a mitzvah sase. Zokta Turei Evan, by being mevatel a mitzvah sase, you don't violate Bal Tigra. You are mevatel a mitzvah sase. Right? That's all. It's a bitl of the mitzvah sase. If someone doesn't put on tefillin, right? He has tefillin with four parashas, then doesn't put on tefillin. That's Bal Tigra. It's not Bal Tigra. I'm not megareya the mitzvah. I didn't lessen the mitzvah. I just didn't do the mitzvah. That's a bitl of mitzvah sase. That's not Bal Tigra. What's the din? Let's say a person puts on tzitzis with chutei lavan, without chutei tcheles. Does he violate Bal Tigra for not putting on tcheles or not? What do you think? So according to the Ramban, that lavan and tcheles are two independent mitzvahs. Obviously, you're not going to violate Bal Tigra if you don't put in tcheles. Because you fulfilled lavan, you didn't fulfill tcheles. It's like wearing tzitzis, not wearing tefillin. Right? So you mavatel the mitzvah of tefillin, you mavatel the mitzvah of tcheles, but that's not Bal Tigra. Bal Tigra means changing the mitzvah. Not fulfilling the mitzvah properly. That's Bal Tigra. So according to the Ramban, l'chora, everyone has to agree there's no Bal Tigra if you wear lavan without tcheles. But what's it then according to the Ramban? According to the Ramban, that tcheles and lavan really are one mitzvah. That the tcheles, when you have tcheles, then you have a mitzvah of tzitzis b'shleimuso. And when you don't have tcheles in the mitzvah, it says it's a shalom b'shleimu, so it's an incomplete mitzvah. What should emerge is that if you wear lavan, you wear chutei lavan, the white strings without the tcheles strings, you violate Bal Tigra every time you put on a beged of tzitzis, according to the Rambam. That's what should emerge, frek de beis aleinu, according to the Turei Evan's statement. So how do we wear tzitzis b'zman hazeh, if we don't have tcheles? How do we wear tzitzis, frek de beis aleinu? Bal Tigra, we're violating a law of Daraisa. How do we do it? So comes the Beis Halevi with a tremendous chiddush. He says the only heter to wear tzitzis b'zman hazeh is even though we're violating the law, we're fulfilling a mitzvah. And what principle applies? Asei del chalos. That's what the Beis Halevi says in Yeshua. At the heter to wear tzitzis b'zman hazeh that we don't have tcheles, it should have been Bal Tigra. It tells me that I can fulfill the mitzvah say, even though I'll be docha alav at the same time. That's the conclusion of the Beis Halevi. Assuming, like the Rambam, right? According to the Rambam, that tcheles is not an independent mitzvah, but rather it's part and parcel of the same mitzvah as lavan. It's a mitzvah b'shleimusa of tzitzis. So what comes out is you should violate Bal Tigra if you wear tzitzis without tcheles. So the only way, the only reason why it should be permissible to wear tzitzis with Hazeh is based on asei docha lo sasei. The asei of tzitzis allows me to be docha the lav of Bal Tigra that I'm not wearing tchelis. So Rabbi Shechter, he printed this in the Sefer Ginas Egos, in his third Sefer, in Simon Beis. Rabbi Shechter wanted to say, but nowadays that the scientists have discovered tchelis and you have the opportunity to wear tchelis, so is there a heter to wear lavan without tcheles? It's not just that you're not fulfilling tcheles by not putting the tcheles strings in. Rabbi Shechter wanted to say, you'd be violating Bal Tigra. I say, do chalos, I say, no, it's hefshel l'chaim shneim, right? You can fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis without violating Bal Tigra. So Rabbi Shechter wants to say, there should be a chiyuv to put the tcheles in your tzitzis, because if not, you'll violate Bal Tigra b'zman hazeh. The whole yisod of the Beis Halevi is based on the fact that we can't have tches, or we can't have tches, but we still want to be yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis. So asei do chalos hazeh allows us to do that. But if we can be yotze, we can have our cake and eat it too. We can fulfill the mitzvah without violating the law. What's the heter? It's Rabbi Shechter's svar. So he holds very strongly that people should wear tches. Others disagree. Others disagree and say, oh, maybe perhaps it's better not to wear tcheles, because it's still a savig. We don't know for sure that the chilaza, that the murex trunculus, whatever the snail that they discovered, is really the chilaza, so we don't know that the tsev is really tsev tcheles, it's really still a savig. So what if it's a savig? So there are a couple of points that the chokim offer. One is that there's a halacha that's developed in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to have the same color strings as beged. That's a din. You're supposed to have the same color. I mean, clearly, if your beged is white and you have tcheles, then that halacha doesn't apply because there's a special mitzvah to put tcheles. If tcheles is supposed to be blue, let's say, right? So then you can have a beged that's white and still, and that should be okay. Now there's no chiv to wear a beged that's blue. But there's generally, there's a halacha, the Shulchan Aruch has this, the Simen Kasif Hey, that one should have the same color beged and tzitzis. What's that based on? There are different reasons given. The Raivin in Ilchas Tzitzis writes, it's a Gzeres HaKasif. V'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof psil tcheles, hakonof min kanaf. Hakonof, the tzitzis hakonof min kanaf. The tzitzis on the konof should be min kanaf. It should be the same color as the kanaf itself. The tzitzis should be the same as the corn. Tzitzis should be the same as a beged. It's a Gzeres HaKasif according to the Raivin. It's not like a Chumer the Rabbana. It's a Gzeres HaKasif that it should be the same color. It should be the same color. Yeah. I saw once there was someone who was walking around with a beged that was completely blue. He had tzitzis that were white and the beged was completely blue. That's incorrect. Right? To have tzitzis that are white and a beged that's blue, now if you have tcheles, it's one thing, but tzitzis that are white and a beged that's blue, that's against this halacha. Right? Hakanaf min kanaf, you're supposed to have the same color both for the tzitzis and for the beged. Alright, so we have the stripes, right? We have the racing stripes on the tzitzis. What's the heter for that? It looks nice. So the poskim say it's a zecher to tcheles. It's just a zecher. It's not really the cover of the color of the beged. Ikar of the beged is white. It's just you have a little black on there, a little blue, or whatever it is, a different color. It's a zecher for tcheles, but the beged is really white. So you have white strings. You have a white beged. So that's okay. So someone wanted to suggest the following. Rabbi Yoshev has this in a tshuva. Rabbi Fivel Cohen sent a shayla. Rabbi Yoshev answered this in Kovet Shuvas Chelik Aleph Simen Beis. He wanted to say maybe bizman hazeh it's better not to put on the tcheles if we don't know that it's really tcheles, because if it's not tcheles, it turns out that we're violating this din, because the tzitzis strings are going to be blue, but it's not really tcheles, and the beged is white, so you have a. You have a white beged with blue strings, and that's inappropriate. You're really supposed to have the same color. If it's tcheles, then that's fine. But if it's not tcheles, then you'll be doing something wrong. Rabbi Yoshua wanted to say, based on that, maybe it's better not to put the tcheles on. Rabbi Shachter responded, but come on, you're still going to be yotze the mitzvah. Right? You're definitely yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis, even if the colors are not the same. There's this hinder. I should say it's a hinder. There's a halacha. You have a suffic mitzvah d'araisa. Shouldn't sveka d'araisa l'chumra tell me that we should try to be machmer to be yotze that mitzvah d'araisa of tcheles? You're so concerned hakanaf min kanaf that the colors should be the same and the strings and in the beged, but sveka d'araisa l'chumra. So what's the response? Sveka d'araisa l'chumra. So Rabbi Shechter concedes that the response that's given in the yeshivas is based on a yisod. Reb Chaim apparently said a yisod that Sveger the Reisel Chumra tells me that if I have a suffix, if I fulfill the mitzvah, and now if I'm machmer and I do the mitzvah again, I will remove the suffix. I then will know that I fulfilled the mitzvah. Right? I have a suffix if I read, I don't know, if I read Kriyishma, right? I have a suffix if I put on tefillin. I forgot, I don't know, I forgot if I put on tefillin. If I put on tefillin again, then I won't have a suffix anymore. Then Avad, I will have been yotze the mitzvah. If I read Kriyishma again, I know that I will have been yotze the mitzvah. Let's say you can have a hechet tensa, where there's a suffix if you fulfill the mitzvah, and even if you do the mitzvah, even if you do some action, we don't even know if you did the mitzvah. Now, that's very bizarre. Right? Most mitzvahs, if you just do the mitzvah again, we know that you did the mitzvah. But can you think of a hechet tensa where even if you do a particular action, we still don't know if you did the mitzvah? But tcheles, right? If you put the so-called tcheles on your strings, we don't even know if you were yotze the mitzvah of tcheles, because we don't know if it's tcheles. Reb Chaim apparently said that Sveka d'Oraisa l'chumra will not be mechayev you to do such a mitzvah. Because if you don't even know after you finish, you know, after all the dust settles, you don't even know that you were yotze the mitzvah, I mean, suffolk, you're not mechayev to push yourself to do it, because you're not gonna be poshut the suffolk anyway. It's still a suffolk if you were yotze the mitzvah. So that's why there are those who said Sveika the rest of the chumra is not a reason to put the tcheles into the tzitzis bisman hazeh, because you don't even know that you're going to be yotze anyway, even if you put the tcheles on, and you might not be fulfilling this din of Hakanaf Min Kanaf. So that's why there are those who didn't want to put the Tcheles on. They said it's still a Suffolk, even though there are good proofs. It sounds like there are good proofs. They're giving, there are many shiurim that are given to describe how this Tcheles is really the right Tcheles. That's the Chilazon. It fits all the simonim of the Gemara. But there are others who said it's still a Suffolk, so you're not really going to accomplish anything. So far, 2 points. So far, first of all, this halacha that the color of the tzitzit string should be the same as the color of the beged. Then secondly, the din of sveka the raisa l'chumra only applies if you're going to be poshut the suffolk as a result of pushing yourself to do the mitzvah again. Two more quick points. So I want to suggest that maybe to establish a cheftza shal mitzvah, you need a mesora. If we don't have a mesora, what the chilazon is, if that mesora was lost, then we can't just return that mesora through science. That's a big debate, whether that really is true. The Rav apparently said this from the Beis Halevi in one of his Yartzeit Shir. He used to give on Gimel Shvat, he used to give a Yartzeit Shir for his father. So one of the Yartzeit Shir, one of the later ones, he developed this Yisodah Great Lent. He quoted from the Beis Halevi, from his Elta Zayda. The Beis Halevi said that you can't establish a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah without a Mesorah. So others claim that's not what the Beis Halevi said. It's a whole machlokas what the Beis Halevi said. There are different versions. Some said, no, the Beis Halevi, Biskarav, the Beis Halevi, they said, look, in the context of tzitzis, if we knew what the chilazon was, and for some reason the chachamim of a particular dor were not wearing tcheles, so that would be a raya that you're not supposed to be wearing tcheles. But here, the mesorah was just lost. The mesorah was lost. We just don't know what the chilazon is. And there are different reasons that are given for why the mesorah could have been lost. Just because the mesorah is lost, that doesn't mean that you need a mesorah to bring it back. All the Beis Halevi meant is that if there is a Mesorah not to do something, so then we shouldn't start up. We shouldn't start the mitzvah again. Because there's a Mesorah not to do it. But if it's not that there's a Mesorah not to do something, it's that the Mesorah for the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah was just lost, so why can't science return it? If there are good proofs, so then science should be able to return that halacha. Because we know what the Cheftza is, they claim. So that's a matter of debate. Can you establish a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah without a Mesorah? You know, this also relates to Esrogim, right? That's part of the idea of the Chazon Ish Esrog, that if there's no Mesorah, we don't know what's a Murkav, what's not a Murkav, so is that called an Esrog, is that called an Esrog? This is an old debate. You know, do you need a Mesorah to define something as a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah or not? That's another issue, a third issue in this debate. And the final point is that we know there's a Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. What is the color of Tcheles? Is the color of Tcheles the color of the sky during the day, or is the color of the sky at night? Meaning, is it light blue, or is it black? Blackish, darkish blue. Right? Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. So, how can we be machriya that shaila? There are other shailas in terms of how Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, how do you make tcheles? Do you have to cook it with certain other samamonim, or do you not cook it with other samamonim? There are certain shailas in terms of the color of the tcheles, in terms of how to make the tcheles. So there are those who said, we don't really know the answer to these shailas. So Rabbi Shapiro would probably say, l'may nafkamina, it could be, you know, there are some shittas, right? Paskin like the Rambam, at least according to the Rambam, you'll have tcheles. According to some shittas, you will have tcheles. But there are those who say, we don't know the answers to all these questions, so why take a tcheles that's a suffix if we're being yotze anyway? We don't know the answers to all these questions. You know, recently someone pointed out to me, it's interesting, those who do put on tcheles, so I think the color of the tcheles is somewhat lighter blue. But yet most talesim have the black racing stripes on it. So if the stripes are really a zecha to tcheles, but you're going to put on light blue strings, is that a stira? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I mean, I think the minig is that those who put on tcheles do wear talesim, you know, or tzitzit, or, you know, begadim of talis cotton that have black stripes on them. And apparently, because it's only a stripe anyway, and that's what the manufacturers make, so, you know, what are you supposed to do? And they feel like, okay, so the color of the tzitzit strings are not the same, but it doesn't matter. I mean, according to the color that they're making for the tzitzit strings, it would seem as though it would be better to wear a talis that has lighter blue stripes, because then it would actually match the tcheles and the string. It's not ma'akev, but again, this was the fourth point that's made by the Chokim. That there are many other machlokasim about tcheles, machlokas Rashi and Rambam, but the color of the tcheles is other machlokasim had to prepare the tcheles. So because there are different disputes, we don't really know the proper way to prepare, so we should wait. We'll wait until we actually get a mesorah, we get some kind of Kabbalah what the Tcheles is, and then the Mitzvah Shem will actually wear the Tcheles. So there are different approaches. Some people do wear the Tcheles, some people don't. I'm not here to be machriya. I'm just here to point out that you should realize that it's Taka Machlokas. There are different approaches, and there are different Svaras Lakan, and every person should follow their own process.